Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, discussing NFL free agency and the Tennessee Titans. Taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025. We'll have John Glennon coming up at 8 o'clock. Predators general manager David Poyle joining the show at 8:30. So looking forward to all that. Joe, as we discussed earlier, the Titans apparently have signed Luke Gifford from the Dallas Cowboys, who was basically a special teams player and linebacker last year for the Cowboys. And friend of the show, Mike Herndon from PaulKuharski.com, has put this out there. And this is going to really get you fired up because I know how much you love PFF. Mike Herndon put out there, "I know special teams linebackers aren't exciting, but at least it does appear that the Titans got a good one. Out of 205 qualifying special teamers in 2022, Luke Gifford received the fourth highest special teams grade from PFF." So okay. How much does that fire you up?
I mean, hey. Again, I don't disregard PFF altogether. I think PFF, they do. There's a lot of things they do that are valuable. They count up, you know, things that can be counted up. The instant grades for offensive linemen, stuff like that.
It'll get Glennon fired up.
Oh yeah, Glennon be ready to go.
Does he still tweet out the numbers?
I think so. I think last year you put him like in a story.
I mean, we were talking about Glennon the 6 o'clock hour, ripping on PK. Good stuff. Does Glennon work for PFF?
I mean, there's been a lot of PFF numbers that Glennon's thrown out there over the years.
We can ask him at 8.
You a deep cover agent for Pro Football Focus? John, what's going on?
I never put two and two together on that. But, no, I mean, it's grain of salt with all of it, and it's not completely worthless.
That's good.
Is that fair?
Yes.
I mean, is that about right?
Yes, that's good. I got a texture that says, "Darnold is more of a sure thing than Lance. He was definitely serviceable last year with Carolina. Lance is the same as Bryce Young, overhyped, and Tennessee fans are the worst, trying to unload the best quarterback in franchise history." This from an unnamed texter on the text line. So a shot.
A lot of takes.
Titans fans, Bryce Young, Trey Lance, all wrapped up into one. I enjoyed it.
Wow. Well, at least you have conviction in your weird takes.
LD from McMinnville says, "I'm hearing Gifford is really good. He's 10 games played as a starter." This is from LD from McMinnville on the text line. That could be their plan. I mean, with David Long Jr. gone, you know, you maybe fill in those roles a little bit cheaper and see if you can get it done that way. I mean, that could be the plan for the Titans at linebacker. Like, I do wonder with Gifford coming in, do they view him as anything more than a special teams guy, or is he going to play significant snaps for the Titans at linebacker?
I mean, given the situation, I would say he probably has a shot here.
Yeah,
to be more than just a special teams guy until something else, you know, someone else is acquired.
Got a texter that says, "Quote, PFF counts things up that can be counted up." End quote from Joe with a crying, laughing emoji face.
Every day is a day. Again, like PFF. What are some of the specialty stats that they, you know, they go through film, they count things up? I mean, they can go through and, I mean, you can, for example, count up like, you know, defensive back stats, thrown at, things like that.
Yeah, they count up like pass rush win rate, don't they?
Yeah. And you know, again, sometimes, you know, your assignment is inviting someone in, right? And yeah, it's, you know, it's fine. They count. They can count.
There's another one.
Congratulations.
They can count. Way to go, PFF. Good stuff. By the way, one thing we did not talk about Robert Woods to the Texans. Did you see that over the weekend? So Robert Woods signing a deal with the Texans, signing bonus of $6.5 million this year. And, I mean, he goes to Houston. He's the veteran guy down there in Houston. So, Robert Woods now touring the AFC South, going from L.A. to the Titans, now to Houston. So, sticking around in the AFC South.
And apparently, they were in on Jimmy G.
So, which is surprising.
Jimmy G to Robert Woods. Yeah, I guess just the idea of, trying to be better next year, but also then the rookie they draft gets a year. I mean, yep. That right? Is that the idea?
I would assume.
Would have been the idea.
So if they're drafting a quarterback.
If they're drafting, well, that's true. What would, if that's their plan, who would that be now?
Oh, man.
Baker?
Maybe. Now, there's a lot of noise about maybe Baker to the Bucs, so we'll see what happens there. But I thought Kyle Trask.
Get excited.
I was told Kyle Trask was the best quarterback in the NFC South. That's what Jason Light said.
Well, he's bringing in Baker to back him up.
It could be. It could be. But maybe that's the, I mean, the next free agent guy. Like, that's got to be it,
I can't believe they're not going to sign it. Like, they are tanking, right? They are tanking.
I mean, I would assume so. Maybe they really believe in Kyle Trask.
What if Kyle Trask screws up Jason Light's big plan? And just,
I mean, they took him in the
lights up
the second
AFC
round,
South.
Didn't they?
Did he go that high?
I think
I thought
he
was a fourth round pick. The second round pick? Well, I think Baker with the Texans would be fun for the AFC South. So,
64 overall.
No kidding.
That
okay.
Part, the last pick of the second round.
Well, hey, man. We'll see. I mean, he was awfully good that last year at Florida. The best part of LD, the best part of yesterday, Stillman ripping fans regarding the Titans' inactivity because his source said the Titans wouldn't be big spenders. And seconds later, $30 million for Dillard. I should have tuned in. I wasn't able to yesterday.
I mean, I guess that depends on your definition of big spender, but that is funny.
No. It's not like this is a bank breaker. But it is. It's more than I thought they'd do. I did not think we'd hear from the Titans yesterday. So it's not insignificant.
No. I'm interested to see, could there be more moves coming on the offensive line for the Titans as the day goes forward here? Now, around the NFL, like it feels like people are waiting on the Rodgers part of this now. Like the Jets have got to be frustrated, which welcome to the Aaron Rodgers experience would be my advice to the New York Jets. But like the fact that it didn't get done yesterday is pretty amazing. Now Trey Wingo reported yesterday that the deal was done and that all the legwork has been done. Now, I don't know.
There's been a lot of that.
You know, Rodgers has said, I think, like five times now that a decision is coming soon. Now, I did think this morning, it's like, well, it is Tuesday. It goes on McAfee on a lot of Tuesdays throughout the season. Mm-hmm. Like, is he saving it for McAfee today? I don't know. That was just a thought I had this morning. But, like, if I'm the Jets or the Packers, I mean, there was some reporting yesterday that the Jets and the Packers are confused as to why this hasn't happened yet. I'm like, well, I don't know what you're confused about, man. It's Aaron Rodgers.
I bet you you're right. I bet you that's exactly it. He's going to go on McAfee and do it.
He very well could.
Maybe he'll be like Joe Namath drunk.
He wants to break his own news. He'll do it.
I mean, he's got to be loving every second of this, which I tweeted this yesterday. Like, it's so, to me, as a Green Bay Packers fan, like, this is so tiresome at this point. Like, just make your decision. Hopefully it's to New York. Let's just move on. But for some reason, he can't just make a decision, and it's holding everything up. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, it's the thing. Break his own. I'm all for that, but just don't make us wait weeks for it. Break your own news. Just do it in a timely manner.
Well, that's the thing.
Aaron.
Like if you're the Jets, I mean, I think the phrase that came out of the Jets from some reports yesterday was cautiously optimistic that they're going to land Aaron Rodgers, which is great. But, I mean, don't you have to make moves accordingly if you think that Aaron Rodgers is coming in and now free agency started? So, like, you're holding your new team basically hostage at this point if you're Aaron Rodgers. And if you do decide.
And it's happening. Free agency is happening.
It's happening right now. And if you decide you want to go back to Green Bay for whatever reason, you're holding them hostage because they're like, hey, man, we got to get rid of you or bring you back. But we don't know what we're doing if you're not making a decision. It's just amazing that we've made it to NFL free agency. And he still has not made a commitment as to what he's doing yet. It's unbelievable to me. Yeah. After saying 2 days after the season, yeah, I'm not going to drag this out. I'm like, oh, really? Okay. Well, it's NFL free agency, man, and you still hadn't figured it out.
It's really weird. I mean, I'm almost just numb to all the complaining about Aaron Rodgers. maybe because you do a lot of it.
I do a lot of it.
But, man, it's ridiculous. Why? Someone says, have y'all talked about Luke, L-U-K-E, Gifford to the Titans, all in caps? What do y'all think of him? Did we say a different name or something?
No.
Did we call him Frank or something?
I think so.
We did talk about Luke Gifford. I think he's – I look at this as a possible starter. I mean, special teams guy, obviously, but someone who could potentially – it could be Gifford Rice.
Could be.
That's a bargain like rate linebacking court. Monty Rice has to start.
He has to start.
And there's a guy who also, by the way, has had a lot of injuries.
No
like
question
a lot
about
of people
it.
Who are still on this roster.
Yeah.
And a tackle came in who also has had injuries.
Yep.
Hard to avoid in this league.
Very difficult. 615-737-1025. We'll have more on NFL free agency coming up next. Take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. This March, take a shot at college hoops with a no-sweat bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. Right now, all customers can tip off the tourney with a no-sweat bet. All you have to do is sign into your FanDuel Sportsbook account to claim yours today. Or if you're new to FanDuel, go to FanDuel.com/Rob to get in on the action. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to that 5-12 seed matchup that you've been eyeing as well. I am big on Marquette. Matter of fact, I'll just go ahead and tell you. I've got Marquette cutting down the nets this year in the tournament. But you can take it any way you want to take it. Just make sure you do it on FanDuel Sportsbook, all in an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. There's no better place to bet the tournament than FanDuel Sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/Rob to join now or sign into your FanDuel Sportsbook account to claim your no-sweat bet today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. A max bonus bet of $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Got a gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook. We are live from our 102.5 The Game studio. Sponsored by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Taking your thoughts on NFL free agency, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Make sure you tune in later this morning at 8:45 for your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click and win a pair of tickets to a future Preds home game. Pick to Click brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. Visit TJAndersonHomes.com to see why they are referred to so often. And Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. A move made by the Atlanta Falcons. Taylor Heinicke of the Washington Commanders, formerly of the Washington Commanders, is signing with the Atlanta Falcons. This according to Ian Rappaport. Putting it out there. That is Rappaport, not Rappaport. Putting it out there.
Thank you.
Just throwing that out there. Taylor Heinicke apparently signing with the Atlanta Falcons. And Atlanta's interesting. They've got Heinicke coming in, I guess, to compete with Ridder or backup Ridder, however they view that. And then yesterday they made the move to acquire Jonnu Smith from the New England Patriots. So Jonnu Smith coming over from New England to Atlanta. Obviously, he is reuniting with Arthur Smith there, where Jonnu Smith played his best football. So Jonnu Smith and Kyle Pitts, the tight end combo in Atlanta. That's, number one, intriguing. Number two, a pretty freakishly athletic tight end combo that they've got down there in Atlanta right now.
It's amazing some of the takes that come out this week. I saw all this, oh my God, they're giving up on Kyle Pitts.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I don't think that's it.
It's kind of like, it's almost a little bit like with Chig. It's like, well, Chig, get rid of everybody else. No, tight end. You need multiple tight ends who can be effective. I think that's, I love that move. And yes, I've been a Jonnu Smith homer for years now, and yeah. I still don't understand how the heck they screwed up in New England, but I'm going to blame everybody else up there, okay? Because I saw what he did here, and he's a freak. And I'm excited to watch that. Now, I guess I'm excited as long as somebody at the quarterback position can get the ball to him and Pitts and everyone. But
yeah.
I don't know, man. Heinicke and Ridder, get excited in the ATL.
Yeah, I don't – I mean, look, I have no idea what to make of Desmond Ridder to this point. He got in toward the end of last year. He's all right, I guess. But, I mean, it'll be a second year coming up next year. So we'll see what happens with Ridder. I mean, Heinicke had his moments last year with the Commanders and then spectacularly did not have his moments
with the Commanders. So, I mean, neither one of those guys to me are great. I am interested, though. I mean, you've got Patterson back there and what he can do and the versatile weapons that he brings to the table. Now you have Jonnu Smith and Kyle Pitts, and you have Drake London. Like, they got some pretty good pieces on offense. Just trying to figure out quarterback right now if you're Atlanta. But this is a big year for Arthur Smith, so I think that's a very intriguing move to bring Jonnu Smith in there.
Yeah, it's a big year, and that's why I kind of thought they would go a little bigger possibly at quarterback and go with one of the – try to get one of the – even like a Baker.
Yeah.
Something like that. A Jimmy, you know, something in that range. But maybe the trade for Tannehill is just – we just don't know yet that it's happening, maybe, but so. It's on the way.
Well, Dustin from Hopkinsville on the text line says, Arthur just going after those former Titans players. There was a point last year where it was like basically Titans southeast down there in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of Titans players.
Well, it's like Vrabel made it, Texans northeast.
Yeah.
You know, players you know and you trust, you're going to, you know, potentially go that way.
Caleb on the text line says, are we waiting on Simmons to get done before we start signing people or what?
No.
We have literally zero above average offensive linemen on our roster, and we're signing special teams linebackers and backup offensive linemen. Caleb seems to be upset about the lack of activity.
Caleb does not seem happy. First of all, Andre Dillard is not. I don't believe he's signed for what he signed for to be a backup. I think Andre Dillard somewhere is going to have every opportunity to start next year, and I don't think the Titans gave him that money if they didn't think he was going to start next year. I don't. That's another thing that Kaharski. I can't wait to yell at Kaharski. Well, maybe they brought him in to be the swing tackle. No. My Kaharski today sucks. I'm sorry. No.
Just keep it going.
He's not in here to be the swing tackle. You didn't pay a guy Garofalo said, 19, 20 million guaranteed? I mean, again, that's not huge money, but that's not for a depth guy.
Yep.
He's going to start next year. Now, will he be good? Will he be healthy? I don't know. But at least, Caleb, they did something yesterday of some significance, which I did not anticipate.
Well, again, I understand that when the first day of free agency comes around, you're waiting on your team to get out there and make big moves, and it's disappointing when they don't. But, I don't really know what everybody expected yesterday.
I guess one of the big tackles.
One of the big tackles, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, do you want to spend that type of money on an Orlando Brown Jr.? I mean, he's still out there, by the way. Or, you know, McGlinchey got paid a whole lot of money to play right tackle for the Denver Broncos. What did he sign? 5 years, $87.5 million?
Receivers leave. McGlinchey, all the money.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of money for a right tackle.
No.
He's really good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but no.
Tom Pelissero putting it out there, by the way, that the deal for Heinicke, 2-year deal worth up to $20 million. Atlanta said Desmond Ridder is the starter, and that's top-end backup money. So 2 years, up to $20 million for Taylor Heinicke with Atlanta.
Okay.
So we'll see what Desmond Ridder brings to the table. I do wonder, like Desmond Ridder, if you're Arthur Smith, don't you have to be really sure on him before you're you're coaching for your – I assume he's coaching for his job this year. I mean, it's his third year.
Maybe he's not. Yeah. I mean, Arthur Blank doesn't seem like a rash decision maker, and I think he understands the state of the team that Arthur inherited, so maybe not. But, yeah, in general in the NFL – you get to that year three, and you have to start thinking that way if you haven't won in 2 years.
Caleb,
I don't know.
Caleb texts back in and says, just try to find some quality starters. I'm not asking for the 49ers roster, just some quality proven players. Has Dillard ever started a game? Yes, he started nine.
Nine.
He started nine games.
Nine starts. I can just hear it.
Just nine starts. $30 million for nine starts.
He missed a year with a torn bicep. And he got beat out, he was a first-round pick, got beat out by, a seventh-round pick. But that happens, too. And the Eagles had the best offensive line of football last year. So if you have the best offensive line of football, it is possible that you have a starter-quality backup. And the Titans hope that's the case. I know. I mean, TD.
He likes him from Andre Dillard.
TD is a believer and talked about this long, long ago. So here we are.
By the way, so Heineke's gone. Carson Wentz is gone from Washington, and there are some people that think that Carson Wentz could be just done playing football. Is Sam Howell, Sam Howell's the guy in Washington. Is he going to be Is he what they're building around? I don't know. Like it's interesting.
Are they,
or
are
is
they
Washington moving? in the Fank category?
Well, they could be. Or what's their highest pick? What's their pick?
Let's see here where they are in the draft. But also, like if you're this is another thing. Like Eric Bieniemy taking that job. I know that he's calling plays, but it's like what are you going to have? I mean, you've got Terry McLaurin, so that's great. But I mean, your quarterback right now is Sam Howell. Now, maybe he loves him. Maybe he thinks Sam Howell's going to be really good. I don't know. But I just.
Well, doesn't this speak to, like, they're going to go get their guy? Again, maybe it's not until next year, like you said. Could be a Fank, and they're thinking 24. But they're like, no, we need all the North Carolina quarterbacks. But I guess I would kind of look at this like maybe Bieniemy's going to get his rookie quarterback, too, to kind of grow with.
I mean, they're at 16. So.
Got to move.
You got to move.
Or.
You love Hendon Hooker.
I was just going to say. You might be able to draft Hendon Hooker right there. Someone's going to get a good quarterback with him. Somewhere. There's some more good analysis.
Well, there. I mean, I just, like, what's your plan if you're, first off, it's Washington. So, they may not have a plan. You know, we'll just see how that goes.
Their plan is to not pay out their raffles.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I just, it's a. But that's that tire fire of an organization. When Eric Bieniemy went there, I was like, oh, man, I don't know. I don't know if that's a good decision on your part.
Yeah, it's like that's the thing about Washington is like I still think that they have a good head coach, although he also started to – it's like he got
– Lionized.
Washingtonized, yeah, commanderized, you know, more and more as he's there. But so that's appealing, though, I'd say, you know, for other coaches and stuff looking at that, and even for players potentially. But, yeah, when it comes down to it, again, talk about the Lions. If ownership is bad, I mean, ultimately it's just going to infect everything.
Oh, yeah. Ron on the text line says, good morning, guys. As a fan, I feel like the Titans are holding us fans hostage in some ways. We still don't really know if they're retooling, rebuilding, or making one more run for it all. But sitting here watching the Titans move on from a lot of players doesn't sit well, especially when they're not making many moves. It's free agents out there and yet not many moves for a team trying to make a run. Do you see a big splash in free agency coming here or nothing big until the draft? It's boring to me. This is from Ron on the text line.
It's just a. It was just. I mean, what are we? What's going to happen by the time we get to Friday?
I don't. It's just one day, folks.
No, but I mean, I understand what you're saying, Ron. I think this move yesterday, whether it works out or not, makes it clear. I don't know about clear because again, like the quarterback is the answer on that, right? But right now, I'm expecting him to be back. So, I think they're trying to fix the offensive line, and. We'll see if it's a good choice. This could be a very clever move if Andre Dillard is actually like a starting quality left tackle or even a starting quality guard at either guard spot and he's good. That money's fine for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't. I think you're going to continue to be bored and not be enthralled by the free agency period. But it's about them making smart and good choices. And I think they're going to try to be good next year.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, what would be an exciting move in free agency?
Well, like Orlando Brown, right? I mean, huge money for one of the top shelf guys. There isn't an exciting receiver move to be made in free agency.
I mean,
nothing will be exciting.
I would much rather the Titans take a tackle at 11 overall and go pay that much money for Orlando Brown. That's just me.
Yeah.
I mean, I just.
I'm with you. It's just, but what if they could draft a receiver? If there's a receiver worth taking at 11.
That's the thing. I mean, I get it. That's it. Like it, we've talked about exciting moves in free agency. What's an exciting move at wide receiver in free agency? I'm not sure that exists with this receiving core out there. So,
and look, of all the complaints right now, Ryan, I don't like letting David Long Jr. go. I don't. I think he's really good, and that is not a lot of money.
615-737-1025. We'll continue to take your thoughts on NFL free agency. Coming up next, also some news from Adam Schefter on another acquisition from a former Packer that the Jets are trying to make. We'll get into that coming up next as well. And the NCAA tournament and some news on Vanderbilt. All that ahead. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game.
Join 102.5 The Game live from the Rusty Nail this Friday for the second day of the opening round of the tournament. You can enjoy $3 Tulane beer drafts while watching some hoops during a St. Patrick's Day celebration. The Rusty Nail, located in Hermitage, and provides a great local atmosphere with a large outdoor patio and volleyball courts, plus great drinks and great food, especially the wings. Make sure you come check that out. That's 102.5 The Game live at the Rusty Nail at 4054 Andrew Jackson Way in Hermitage this Friday. Doors open at 10 a.m. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, discussing NFL free agency, taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. So Adam Schefter putting it out there, Joe, that the New York Jets are trying to reach an agreement with former Packers wide receiver Alan Lazard. So Alan Lazard, we've discussed, is one of the top free agent wide receivers out there this year, and they're apparently another team.
And there's a take, but
yeah,
you're right.
There is a take. But yeah, that kind of shows you where the wide receiver market is right now. But Alan Lazard apparently being aggressively pursued by the New York Jets to sign him to a deal. Now, I think it was either Pelissero or Fowler who put it out there a minute ago that I've been told by the Jets that regardless of who the quarterback is, they feel like Alan Lazard is a great fit for their offense. And I'm sure they do. Feel like he is a great fit for their offense. But obviously the Aaron Rodgers connection with Alan Lazard is a very strong one there. So
all of a sudden, you know, what is it? MetLife Stadium? MetLife, is that
yes.
right? Yeah. They're gonna start like selling cheese curds in like old Milwaukee and stuff in the concourse.
Change their jerseys. Yeah, be good stuff.
Yeah.
They're gonna let him wear 12 if he's in there? Like 12's retired, right?
Is that Namath? Yeah.
I think the owner said that they would allow him to wear 12 on in the process.
Good.
What does Joe think about that?
Joe's like, are you kidding me?
What do you mean? I thought you retired my number.
Joe, if you care at all about the Jets, Joe, let him wear 12,
just
buddy.
Just let him wear 12.
Give it a shot.
But I'm glad that Alan Lazard would be a good fit regardless of who the quarterback is.
Sure.
In New York, and a lot of people,
you know, this is the receiver situation out there in the free agency market.
There's no question about that. A lot of people also connecting the dots that if the Jets end up signing Lazard, that could mean that former Titan Corey Davis could be on the move from New York. So interested to see what happens there. I mean, Corey Davis, he lit up the Titans a couple years ago. I mean, he's not lived up to being the number 5 overall pick, but still a good player. I'd be interested to see if he moves on. Where that would be. Could he be included in the Aaron Rodgers trade package back to Green Bay? I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, there's a thought. Would you be excited about that?
I mean, a lot of blocking that could go on out there. Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs need some room, so get out there and block.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Exciting stuff.
Blocks really well. 615-737-1025. So we'll see if Aaron Rodgers makes a decision today and whether or not Alan Lazard is a part of that. By the way, Austin from Clarksville on the text line says, what do you think about bringing Corey Davis back to the Titans? He has a dead cap of about $750. Okay.
I wouldn't expect that.
I would not expect it either.
Unnamed texter, with Vrabel's end of year comments about repeat offenders on injuries, specifically Long, do you think the coaching staff lost confidence in him and his desire to find a way to get on the field? I do not think they lost confidence in his desire to find a way to get on the field. I think he wanted to be on the field. And when he was on the field, he was fantastic the last couple of years.
Yep.
So, but I think you're on to something with the injury part of it.
You got a text that says, I'm calling it Corey Davis to the Atlanta Falcons. Maybe a good call.
We'll
see.
Get the Smith band says, back together, Arthur.
Yes, make him available. Let's go get him.
I mean, if that happens, there's certainly that's the thing. Without this Heinicke signing, I'm like, oh, God, is Arthur really going to – is he going to try to trade for Tannehill? Is he doing it? Is he going to do it?
Doesn't look like it.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they'll let the Niners. Heinicke is a good number 3. You got to have the quarterback depth.
Maybe so.
Where's Marcus next year?
That's a good question. That's a great question, actually. I don't know. I mean, it was a very strange ending for him in Atlanta last year where he basically just left the team.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see, like, does he still want to play? I would assume he does, but I'm interested to see where he ends up.
Yeah. I mean, look. You could do a lot worse than – I mean, he becomes instantly what they call Heinicke, a premium backup.
Yeah.
That's what Marcus would be too.
I agree.
So, but I also – I mean, I think last year and the way he dealt with that kind of shows you that maybe he has a little bit inflated view of himself. So does he want to be just a backup?
I don't know.
I mean, I think he went to the Raiders and thought he was going to overtake Derek Carr.
I think he did too.
He should have gone to Chicago.
He should have gone to Chicago. Joe, some news on the Vanderbilt front. Miles Stoudy has entered the transfer portal. And this is intriguing timing because they play an NIT game tonight. Stoudy, as Michelle pointed out on Twitter earlier, averaged 8 points for the Doors, 25 minutes a game, and has now entered himself into the transfer portal. So Miles Stoudy entering the transfer portal the day that they play an NIT game. Very interesting.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that Miles Stoudy would move on. I think you saw down the stretch here, especially this season, Colin Smith starting to take his minutes, basically. Colin Smith's a really impressive freshman who I think could be a big-time player next year. Now, that doesn't mean there wouldn't have been some minutes for Miles Stoudy. He still would have had a role, but I'm not too surprised that he would look at the situation and look to move on. I am surprised he's not playing the NIT. I mean, he's just like, hey, good luck, guys in the NIT.
Hope you guys do well.
But so I don't know, I don't know what that means. Not hugely surprising to me. He would have been probably top of my list of guys I think could get in the portal. And every year, every coach worries about losing some key players to the portal. Now, in some cases, it makes sense. This one makes sense.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what happens on that front. You brought it up yesterday. Vanderbilt, if they can keep the team together, should have a good team coming back next year. But with today's world of college athletics, you got to make sure you can keep the team together. And now the re-recruiting period for Jerry Stackhouse begins for his team next year.
Yeah. The good thing is he knows Ezra Manyone is back. He knows Quentin Melora Brown is back. Tyron Lawrence, just like Manyone, Tyron Lawrence he could be like an all-SEC kind of player.
Yes.
So there's your one and your two, Manyone and Lawrence. That alone, you'd be in great, that's a great starting point. And like I said, Colin Smith, I think Lee Dort, a great season of conditioning, he could be a problem for people inside. He was, of course, top 50 recruit coming in this year. So there's a lot of pieces that, if the re-recruiting goes well, they'll be in good shape.
It's an amazing time in college athletics.
Yes.
Chris on the text line says, 1 of 19 for the three-point line. It was Stoudy. See you later. This is from Chris on the text line.
Well, that's true. Now, keep in mind, that still left him leading the team with 74 threes this year and at 36%, which is not bad. Now, he shot 43% from three last year with 79 makes. So it went down, and yes, he struggled mightily recently. And, that could be a little bit of like you lose some minutes, lose your role, and that can affect you as a shooter. So, but when he wasn't shooting well, on the other end of the floor at times it could be problematic for Vanderbilt.
I got Marquette winning the whole thing. How crazy am I?
You got Marquette winning the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have to play Kentucky, so I don't know about that.
I got Kentucky out in the second round.
Marquette. Would that be
– Kansas State.
So Marquette would beat Kentucky in the Sweet 16? If they got there,
not my racket.
Well, or they could face Tom Izzo in your Sparties if they beat Marquette.
Well, my dream weekend next weekend is the Big Ten SEC Challenge of Michigan State against Kentucky and Tennessee against Purdue.
Yeah.
Ooh.
In the Garden? Yeah. We
Sign
need
me
it.
Up.
We need it.
We can talk smack all
Marquette,
week.
That's an interesting pick, man.
They're two seed.
Have you filled out the bracket on our website? I still haven't yet.
Yeah.
And people can do that, right?
They can.
Yes, on 102.5.
Check out thegamenational.com.
There we go. Michelle, is your bracket done on there?
Yes.
Your champion is?
Kansas.
I thought that she was about to say.
I had to think about that for a second because I did fill out a paper one yesterday. I don't know about how you guys feel about this, but I always need to fill out a paper one.
I like doing a paper one.
I did dinner last night. Ryan and I did dinner, and we filled it out, went down every single one. It's just so much better. They're on the fridge. But, yeah, I have Kansas repeating, which hasn't been done since the Billy Donovan Florida team.
Yeah.
First time ever. So.
That's right.
Be pretty wild.
That would be really and very boring and awful. I hope you're so wrong.
615-737.
No offense to you. I don't want to see Bill Self cut down nets anymore.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think my championship game is Marquette, Kansas. It was really difficult for me to pick Marquette ahead of Alabama, but I just had to do it.
So that's what I did.
Purdue, Texas. Natty game.
Oh, man. Look at you.
Let's go.
Texas A&M's going to knock out Texas.
They might. They might. That's a heck of a man. That's
heck of a draw
for
them.
That's a tough draw for A&M, man. God.
6-1.
And for Texas, though.
615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for the Red Rant with Michelle Knezovic. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
She can be fiery when you make her mad.
Are you kidding? I'm working.
It's Michelle's turn for the Red Rant.
Look, you can't pull me out of this right now.
Now on Robbie and Rex Road.
And it is that time of the day, time for the Red Rant with Michelle Knezovic here on 102.5-106.3 The Game. Michelle, the floor is yours. I turn things over to you.
But wait. We got to fix this.
Why?
So the people viewing the stream are going to watch us reacting to you.
Yeah.
Why don't you should come in here and just take one of our seats when you do a Red Rant.
I just...
Okay. Yeah, Joe should bring us back from break at the board. And you should come here and take that.
There we go.
Road, you stress me out over here. No, they don't need to see my face because I quite literally always gets red when I do a Red Rant. Because I feel like I don't do them very often, but when I have something, like I sent you guys the text last night and I was like, Red Rant, book it. And you guys are like, oh, okay.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
I'm excited to find out what this is.
So obviously everybody knows I went to Kentucky, but the other school I went to was Syracuse. Went there for my master's. So I'm pretty familiar with their media corps up there. Joe's already shaking his head. He knows what I'm about to talk about right now. So Brent Axe is a sports talk radio host in Syracuse, and the Syracuse media market covers all the sports, has been there for forever hosting a radio show up there. He also is, I think, a part-time professor, adjunct professor, great, always gets student involved, just a great guy all around. But, I mean, in sports talk radio, I feel like, you know, it's not always rainbows and mirrors and butterflies when talking about your team. It's the reality. And if you've covered or know anything about Syracuse basketball, they used to be really good and have been pretty sucky lately. Football hasn't been good. Men's and women's lacrosse, which is the other one up there, or men's specifically, hasn't been that good. And this news came out, I think it was over the weekend, right after Jim Boeheim retired, that Brent Axe would no longer be a part of their ESPN radio affiliate and was fired. So I saw this from his Twitter. And I went to read the article on Syracuse.com, which is similar to the Tennessean here. It's their, you know, local news source. And some of the quotes by the media CEO, Ed Levine, about why he fired Brent Axe is absolutely ridiculous. So I'm going to read a couple of the quotes. So the first quote from the CEO of the media company is, quote, "I had a problem with the content of the show," Levine said. "I'm an SU fan. I'm sorry, but I bleed orange. I'm not going to apologize for that, and I think a fair reading of the orange is appropriate. I understand Galaxy Media has a business relationship with Coach Boeheim, and I are personal friends, and he also is an investor in my company," end quote. New quote. "I understand and acknowledge all of that, and we've been pretty fair. I would argue we've been tough on SU when on the field or off the field events, I've worn it. I just think over the past 6 months, it took a different tone, and I think it became overly dark and negative. I don't think that's what Syracuse fans want to hear." So he goes on to say, and I mean, these quotes, you can't make them up in this article, but basically goes on to say that, you know, Jim Boeheim is an investor in his company. Him and Jim Boeheim are BFFs. They're good friends. And is firing Brent Axe, a guy who's been a part of this media market for years because his show is too negative. So, I mean, I was just dumbfounded when I saw this. And I mean, the censorship that this CEO is just taking him off the air because he's negative, when the sports are actually, the basketball program is probably the worst it's been in over 50 years.
It's a trash heap.
And I mean, it's just absolutely absurd that the CEO essentially, it's like, nope, Jim Boeheim, he's going to retire. You know what? We're just going to, you have been saying some bad stuff. He's like, I bleed orange. And yeah, Jim Boeheim and I are good friends, but that's not the reason I'm going
to
fire you.
And business partners. And by the way, Boeheim's about to have a show on the air, too. It's such a crock.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you did this.
So basically, it is just censorship to the max. Jim Boeheim, I've never had a good experience with him, but I just think the whole situation is absolutely bullcrap. I would say some other words if I could say them on here, but yeah, so I needed to bring that to light. Obviously, we work in the sports talk radio business, but basically the guy getting fired because he's being too hard on Syracuse athletics.
Here's another quote for you from Levine. Quote, we have no agenda. We're in business with Syracuse University, but we caught straight down the line. What I said to Brent was I wish he covered Syracuse University with the same affection he covered the Buffalo Bills. Well, maybe the Bills didn't suck, Levine. My God. It is ridiculous. I'm so glad you said this. This is so infuriating.
Well, and
what a clown show.
And the worst part is, too, like I've listened to Brent's show. I know Brent acts. First off, great dude. Second off, fair, honest, gives it straight to you, is probably... I don't want to say the only one because there's some other good reporters who cover the Syracuse beat, but has Boeheim on his show. And I remember when I was there, I mean, straight up asks him the tough questions that he doesn't want to answer. And Jim Boeheim has a fit about it and he's like, eh, and has some rude comment to him. But I mean, if you're a fan of a sports team, that's what you want to know. Why has your program declined so much? And Brent will actually ask him these questions, which are the answers that the fans want to know, and that's what a real journalist and reporter does. And yeah.
I mean, this is like, this guy thinks that like when a program goes to the toilet like this program has in the last couple of years when Boeheim way overstayed his welcome, that the fans are, we want to hear positive things about this.
Oh,
come on.
Syracuse, you're so good. It's the first time that you've missed the postseason back-to-back years in over 50 years. They're not even in the NIT.
I'm just getting.
Sorry, what?
I just can't get over Rex Road. It's a trash heap.
I mean, it is. It's. I think again, if Brent Axe said something like that's personal or over the line,
yeah,
or something,
of course.
Fine. But I don't think there's anything. I mean, I don't listen to the show, but I mean, he's been covering that program forever.
Yes,
and it's,
and has had a radio show forever. And the timing is just very, very interesting that Jim Boeheim just retired.
Right.
He's business partners with this guy at Galaxy Media. He's supposed to have a show now there. And, you know, and it's like, you know, we're just going to kick him out.
By the way, is like a Jim Boeheim show going to be all that good? Like, I mean,
I don't know who's going to want to work with him.
I mean...
So I'm reading the awful announcing on this real quick. So also a lot of this is apparently, you know, people, as you would think, are calling in furious about the program, right? Like they want Boeheim out. They are sick of losing. Here's a quote that Boeheim said. Quote, the fans here, they're not the ones calling the radio show. Not one fan that was here tonight calls any radio show. The people that call the radio shows don't come to the games. They don't have season tickets. The only way they come is someone gives them a ticket. 24,500 people. You think people are upset with our program? Yeah, the ones sitting home calling, that's who's upset. End quote. Okay, you have no clue about anything. You're just full of crap.
So he said that after they lost
in
the ACC championship.
Just
look in the mirror for a second, sir, and realize that it's your program, and these fans do go to your games. It's ridiculous, all of it. So justice for Brett Axe.
Yeah, good rant.
This has been the Red Rant with Michelle Knezvik. You can check it out every morning at 7:45 here on the program, either the Red Rant, the Rex Rant, or the Rob Rant every morning at 7:45. Coming up next, we'll be joined by John Glennon of NHL.com. We'll get his thoughts on the Preds. We'll also get his thoughts on the Titans and NFL free agency that is continuing to spin out there in the NFL world. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.